Here at Urban Country Radio, we are very proud of bringing that name, Urban Country, back to our part of the world. And we wanted to have a chat about where it came from, why we're bringing it back, and a couple of exciting things we've got planned for Urban Country Radio in the future, one coming up very shortly. Joining me is the president of Urban Country Radio and 101.5 FM, Craig Hewlett. G'day, Craig.
Daz, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, mate. It is so exciting. I mean, I know when you rang me some time ago and said, Daz, we want to look at bringing back the urban country. Urban country means a hell of a lot in this part of the world.
Absolutely. Steeped in history. 12 years of hard yards for a lot of people around.
And we were very proud to be part of it from day one. And because I've been part of that radio part of things, its side of things in country music and part of the country music industry, this area has been a big country music fan base for many, many years. And we saw it from day one, didn't we, when the festival first started?
Well, the name Urban was fringe of Brisbane and, yeah, and country and all that, which is very much affiliated to this area. So it was a natural fit. It worked well for a time. And mate, I'm just absolutely stoked that we're in the position to be able to bring the brand back in. And mate, hasn't it come back with vengeance?
It has. We're very proud. We've only really been doing it for 5 minutes, theoretically, in the time frame. But we're very happy to where it is. And people have embraced it, which is really, we're very proud of. And the radio show and the other things we've got planned. Just some of the things we've got planned are really exciting. Not just the radio show, brand new website coming up. We're starting to do podcasts now. There's a whole lot of ideas we have in this multi-level platform we're calling Urban Country Radio.
And you know, that there is you've hit it on the head there, Daryl. For the artists, we're giving a platform of independence and you know, putting their message out there on who they are and what they are and what they've got.
Yeah.
It's such a wholesome industry. It's easy to work with. And you said with the modern technology, with what the radio stations being able to deliver is just stunning.
I know I've been out of the industry for a little while before I came back some time ago, and it's so nice that this industry has some really good brand new names entering the industry. And I'd been out of it working in tourism for a while, came back into it, and there were names that I'd never heard of. Listening to the product now and getting all the new material sent to me, the product they've got is fantastic, and it's different. The name country music now is more than just the traditional side or the Keith Urban side or the pop side. It covers a big genre now. It really does.
Absolutely. And, mate, thrilled to bits to be with it. Mm. A couple of things we've got going on. We're about to embark on a tri-level mixing arrangement for the night. David Letterman /
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern, Daryl Kirkup.
This is the only time ever in history that Daryl Kirkup and Howard Stern and basically Dave Letterman will ever be in the same sentence,
I'm happy to say it too. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
We have got some very exciting, we've got partners coming on with us. And the first one we're talking about is the Caboolture Sports Club. This is coming up on September 16, Wednesday night, September 16. Tell us, everyone, all about it. This is going to be really exciting, not just because it's live music back, but there's a whole lot of other things involved in this too.
Mate, with their affiliation with the sports club, I was in the opportunity to put forward a case of the new, what are we going to do in the future about COVID and how that's affected the industry and all of that sort of stuff. So this is a step in the right direction, being COVID safe. Unfortunately, it's limited tickets.
Yeah.
But we're compensating for that by live streaming. We've got a very professional outfit in Join the Adventure to do the live streaming on the night. So you miss a ticket, then you can menu log it, Snoop Dogg menu log it, or get the Uber driver to drop it off and sit at home on the big screen TV and mate, watch every bit of it.
But yeah, it's a fantastic idea, and to have the audio stream. And the other, this is actually a live version of the radio program, which we normally do on a Tuesday night between 6 and 8. We're taking it out of the studio into this fantastic venue of the Caboolture Sports Club. But to have not only the audio, but have the streaming side of it visually is going to take it to a whole new level.
So on the night, we've got a stage mix.
Yep.
We've got a radio mix.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a streaming mix that hopefully the techs in this place can live up to their guarantees.
We have some of the best techs on the planet. That's what they told me to say. It's in fact it's written here in front of me.
Absolutely. And that was
very,
an endorsement.
Very, yeah, this is an endorsement. They are very, no, it's going to be absolutely brilliant. And look, even though we have a COVID plan in place, the Caboolture Sports Club has, which is fantastic, we're still able to bring live music to a live audience. And in regards to my role on the night, just hosting it and putting it together, to be able to have that interaction with a live crowd, whether it be, you know, 40, 50 people, it really doesn't matter. It still gives that really atmosphere. So if you're listening to it or you're watching it, you're still going to get that atmosphere of being in a venue with a live audience and live music. And of course, the best way to see it is go through 101.5 FM, the website. It's 101.5fm.com.au, and you'll experience the whole 2 hours between 7 and 9 on Wednesday night, September 16, live from the Caboolture Sports Club. Thanks, Craig.
Yeehaw.